Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi sir. This is Alex William. Yesterday, remember, I give you a call for a callback today.
In regards of?
Sorry?
Yeah, what's in regards of?
Yesterday, a fraudulent charge of a gift card purchase. I have shown you the IP address unprotected.
Yes. Yeah.
So right yeah. Now,
can you, what's your name?
Alex William.
Can you send me a message or an email in regards of your profile?
Right now, if it is possible, I would have done that, sir. But your email address is being used by those fraudulent persons. Yesterday, I have shown
you. I understand that. But who are you? I need to know who you are.
Anti-fraud department of eBay, sir. Yesterday, you...
I understand. Yep, you said that yesterday. Can I have some ID?
Yes, you can note down my employee ID. It's 801-350.
Okay, hang on a minute. I'm here. Just 1 minute. Let me go follow this down. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, did you note down the ID?
No, what's your name?
Alex William.
Alex. Okay, and you're from eBay?
Yes, eBay Anti-Fraud Department.
Okay, Anti-Fraud Department, yeah.
Okay.
And your ID number?
It's 801-350.
Okay.
So
what are we doing?
Okay, now we will continue with the cancellation of the purchase and blocking those overseas illegal hackers. So put me on speaker.
Don't speak up.
Now yesterday you have got your cancellation ID number. You have got an app which says AnyDesk. Could you please open it up? AnyDesk, red color app.
Yes, Yep, got it.
Now just hold for a moment. Now what is the number you can see?
346-493-277.
Just hold for a moment. Okay, now you will see a start now option. You need to click on the start now.
Done.
Okay, now you can see eBay secure server.
Yeah.
Okay, now go back to your home screen.
Yes.
Okay, now I will again show you the IP address which is being used by those fraudulent persons. It is unprotected. Still now it is unprotected. So open up the Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Now type on the Google search my, Amazon Mary, Y is in yellow, my. You can see at the very top my 1P address location. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now what is my IP address location? Find out here. Give a click on that one. You have the credit card from the NAV. Alright. And the very top it is still showing you unprotected or protected.
Unprotected.
Yeah, so you can see your IP is still unprotected right now. So today what we are going to do, we are going to help you with the providing you the security and block those persons who are misusing your information right now, sir. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. So go back to your home screen. Now, yesterday we have checked with your email address and you told me that you do not do online banking for St. George. That's correct?
I don't do no friends online banking with no one.
Okay. You deal with St. George Bank, that's correct?
That is my bank, but I don't do phone banking at all. Not online banking.
Okay, so I understand that right now. So what we are going to do, help you out today, your account is being used by those fraudulent persons for one day only, what we are going to do, we are going to help you out right now for checking the statement of the St. George right now, for one day only. So open up a Google page. opened up a new Google page. Now, on the top of the search bar on the Google, you need to type the name of your bank which you deal with. Type over there, St. George.
Yes.
Yep.
So click on the St. George option. Now, over there, do you see internet banking giving over there internet banking? Click on that one.
Well, what am I doing?
Because right now we have to check. Yesterday we have checked your email. That's correct. Remember that?
Yeah, but you don't understand that there's no money can come out of my bank account because I've got no online banking.
You do not do online banking, but your card is being used by those fraudulent persons. Your card can be used on anywhere, any place. Whenever you go any local shop, you swipe your debit card or your credit card to the card machine. Even that, the card machine is not safe and secure anymore. Through that card machine, they are using your information right now. That's the reason.
Okay, all right. Okay, so what are we doing? Internet banking?
Yes, click on internet banking.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option which says register now? Click on the red one, register now.
Yep.
Now, it will, your bank page will ask some of your information you need to put down over there. I am holding the line, okay? Just do it correctly.
I don't trust this, my friend. I'm sorry.
But this is your bank.
You could see what I've got.
No, sir. This is right now I'm a blind person helping you out right now for getting your information. I also deal with St. George Bank, sir. I know every single what happens, where we can do, what things we can do. I also bank with St. George, sir.
Is there anybody else in your family member?
That is the reason I'm asking you what can you do. That's the reason.
Is it a card or account number? And then it says the date of birth.
Yes, so you need to put that information over there. That's your banking page, sir. You need to do it from your end.
Can you see it at your end?
No, sir. How would I see that?
I don't know. You got my number there. The ID number.
No. IP is being connected. Right now, you are connected to an eBay secure server. You have seen that. You are connected to the eBay secure server. So do not worry about that.
We'll have a look. Let's see what happens.
When you're done, just simply let me know, okay?
I'm done. I'm going to press continue.
Yeah, click on continue then.
Okay.
Now what comes up? Tell me.
This is SMS, voice,
yes, cancel
for send.
Yes, so you can see it is your cell phone that ends with that number. Do you see that ending 4-digit number?
Yes,
so you need to click on send. Then click on send, you will get a code from your bank.
Okay.
Now open up the messages from your cell phone, open up the messages. You need to just copy that code. And you need to go back to that page and put that code over there.
Okay, set security number and password.
Yes,
hello?
You need to create a security number by yourself. Create a security number by yourself.
Am I doing online banking?
No, no, for one day only you are checking the statement, sir. From tomorrow, it will be like your paper statement, like you do always. You're not doing online banking or anything. For one day, you are checking the statement. Just create a security number by yourself. Or I can, if you want, I can help you out for temporary.
No, it's okay, sir. I don't need help. I just don't know if this is legit. That's all.
I understand that. Do it from your end. Do it correctly. When you are done, just do let me know, okay?